Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Number again, chappers.
Oh, I wasn't listening then as the jingle went out, so I don't know.
0770-774-914. Put it in your phone, hand it out when you're in the uncomfortable situation where the person you really don't want to speak to in the bar or club asks for your number. Don't give them your number, give them the Flirt Divert number. Right, all the usuals as you would expect after a weekend on Flirt Divert today. And there are some quite strange ones as well, like this.
Hello, this is a message for Lottie. Found your balloon in the park at the bottom of Walton Park Lane at the weekend, and it says to call you. So I have. Okay, bye.
Right, so someone's put the Flirt Divert number on a balloon. She thinks she's going to win some kind of prize, doesn't she? That's why she's rang up.
Found your balloon in the park.
Random.
Oh, she sounds really sweet.
Now, this one's also quite confusing. Listen.
Hello, I received a postcard off you yesterday as regards to relocating to Wales. Would it be possible for you to ring me back as soon as possible, please? Thank you. Bye.
Is someone putting postcards through people's letterboxes trying to convince them to move to Wales? And putting the Flirt Divert number on? If they are, we've only had one person wanting to do that.
Keen to do it.
So far.
I received a postcard off you yesterday as regards to relocating to Wales.
One reply so far, but she does seem keen, doesn't she?
Maybe there's just a backlog. Maybe the others will flood
they'll
in.
They'll come through.
Yeah.
Now, I've included this message for one reason and one reason only. It's not a particularly exciting message. I want you to see if you can try and guess why I've put this message in our little montage here, okay?
Okay.
Oh, hello, Zoe. Jonty Royal back again. I meant to tell you that there is a tutorial at 7 o'clock at the annex to the County Hall in Norwich, if you were able to come. Bye.
Right, why have I put that message in?
I don't know.
Because his name's flipping Jonty.
Jonty Royal back again.
No one's called Jonty.
I would imagine you met a few Jontys on Saturday.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I imagine his mum and dad in hospital. Hey, what should we call him? Jonty, that's right, yes. That's not a real name. Right, seriously, if there's any Jontys listening to Radio 1 right now, text me on 81199. If your name is Jonty, I don't believe you actually exist.
Jonty Royal back again.
Jonty. Now, listen to this. It's time for some sport on Flirt Divert.
Oh, Ian, I'm calling about this football team in Kidderminster. We want to be the Lone Rangers, me and my mates. Also, when we come on to the pitch, we'll pay you extra for the speakers and that, but our football team's Lone Rangers FC, and can we have this music when we come on? I think it's the Lone Rangers. I think it's Lone Rangers. It's something like that. But it makes sense and everyone will laugh. So, yeah. Give me a call back on this number. Thanks a lot. Bye.
That's not the Lone Rangers, is it?
That's not
Lone Rangers.
What is it?
Lone Rangers is...
And what was he doing?
It's different.
And it should be...
Oh, I forgot. It should be...
Yeah,
that.
But it makes sense and everyone will laugh.
They won't because... They won't because that's not the Lone Ranger.
But it makes sense and everyone will laugh.
Right, and now it's time for a new game. Try and guess why these people have been given the Flirt Divert number. This one, to start with, quite easy.
Hi, Lucy, it's me, Michael, from Saturday night. Don't know if you remember me, we were both absolutely bladdered. I was just stupid on the karaoke, it kept singing, I want to have your baby.
I think I know why he's been given it.
I was just stupid on the karaoke. It kept singing, I want to have your baby.
Yeah.
Didn't even laugh then, did he?
Was like, no. Yeah, I was singing I Want to Have Your Baby. Yeah.
Also, try and guess why this one's been given the number.
Hello, Hannah. This is the chap that you met in For Your Eyes Only. You give me a number. Give us a ring, darling. All right, bye.
Now, we've had this on the show before. For Your Eyes Only is some kind of lap dancing club, isn't it?
Is it?
I think it is, yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah. To be honest.
Now, I don't know about you, but in my experience, lap dancers don't tend to give out their real number to punters, do they?
I'm not 100% sure.
We've all been there, let's face it. You've been at a lap dancing club at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're really friendly while you're stuffing 20 quid notes down their pants. And then, can I get your number, darling? The next thing you know, your voice is on Radio 1, you've been given the Flirt Divert number. They don't have
20 quid notes in a pack. I've only ever seen a lap dance once, that was in a pub in Hull, and they just pass a jug and you throw a quid in.
Hello, Hannah. This is the chap that you met in For Your Eyes Only. You give me a number. Give us a ring, darling. All right, bye.
Yeah, she really liked me. No, she's a lap dancer. It's her job. It's a strange job, isn't it? It's a strange job.
It's not what I've ever considered, I have to be honest with you.
Why has this guy been given the number, do you think?
Hey there, Joey, it's Moggy G. Can you do me a favour? Give me a little ring. My number's... Nice one, bud. Damn it.
His name?
Hey there, Joey, it's Moggy G.
It's Moggy G.
And
he's got a real way of talking to the ladies.
Hey there, Joey, it's Moggy G.
Nice one, bud. Is that what girls like to hear?
Well, like to be
nice
called
one,
Bert.
Bird.
Yeah, nice one, Bird.
Nice one, Bird.
There are an awful lot of jaunties.
No, they're not.
There are hundreds and hundreds.
Are there?
Yeah.
Nice one, Bird.
Okay, I'll have a look at that.
Jaunty Royal back again. Podcast.
Radio 1. I've been getting a lot of CDs and cassettes over the last couple of weeks of songs that your exes have made for you. Remember this one? I can't avoid the things that remind me of you. I can't describe the feelings I had for you. These are the songs that they make normally after you dump them to try and win you back. I've got some more. Thank you. Keep sending them in. Scott Mills, Radio 1, London, W1N4DJ. If you have the technology, why not MP3 me to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk on email. Radio 1. Hi, Laura.
Hiya.
You all right?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for sending me some of your personal stuff.
That's all right.
Now, this is a song that you got sent by one of your boyfriends.
Yep.
How long did you go out with him for?
It was about 6 months or so.
Right. And how long ago was this?
About a year ago.
Okay. And why did you split up, if you don't mind me asking?
There wasn't really any particular reason. We just sort of drifted apart and it wasn't really going anywhere and, you know, so...
Right.
It broke up.
Okay.
Was that anybody's fault?
No, no one's fault, okay. Really.
From what I can hear, he took it quite badly.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. he sent me this song... And he probably should listen to it.
Right, so he sent you this song after you told him that it was over?
Yeah, it was afterwards.
So you ended it?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of times when people make these songs, they're kind of trying to win you back.
Definitely not.
Do you not think that was the case with this?
Definitely not. I think that you should probably have a listen to it.
Okay, here it is. But still, I want more. What's this bit? Oh, when she walks through that door, whispering. I'm imagining him in some kind of smoking jacket. Telling me. And then the West Midlands rap cat kicks back in. Yeah. Go!
Oh, whispering,
Yeah, I don't think he wanted you back.
Yeah, definitely not a chance to get me back.
I quite like that.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's quite... I mean, obviously, as it's about you, it might be slightly hurtful, but
I like the contrast between the verse and chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's got
quite, everything.
It's quite
to
clever, isn't it? I could see Zayn playing that.
Can I be honest, Laura?
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like your type.
No, it's probably a good reason he's there.
Was he your bit of rough?
Yeah.
Were you aware that he was a Birmingham rapper when you first started going out with him?
It wasn't something that came up on the first date, no.
You've created an itch, I can't scratch, you're the thorn in my side. That's quite a good lyric,
actually. Yeah, I didn't know he had such a talent.
Did he woo you with song?
No! Thank God! Something it would have been over a bit sooner. Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. Right, now it's time for Flirt Divert. It's 0770-774-914. It's the new Flirt Divert number. Hand it out to people that you meet in bars or clubs that ask for your number. And you think, no. 0770-774-914. Now, I think there's one girl who's been giving out the number lots this weekend. Check this.
Hi, it's Phil from Saturday Night. Been trying to ring you all weekend. Your message box is full, so you must be a pretty popular girl. Give us a call back. I'd like to take things a step or two further. I'd be interested to know if you're interested. Speak to you soon, sweetheart. Bye.
It was very clinical, wasn't it? Very businesslike.
Things a few steps further.
You must be a pretty popular girl.
That's right.
I'd like to take things a step or two further. I'd be interested to know if you're interested.
All right, I think it might be the same girl that's given this person the number as well.
Hey, Joe, it's only Hans. I was the lad that brought you a glass of wine Saturday night. Give us a ring if you fancy meeting up sometime or whatever, or if you just let us know, pet. All right, honey, take care now, bye.
Oh, you see, he hasn't sounded like he's done anything wrong. He just bought her a glass of wine and...
We've all done it.
What?
Been bought a glass of wine and then hand out the Flirt Divert number. Oh, get over it. And here's the next person. I think she's... targeted.
Hi, it's Lloyd from the weekend. Yeah, I met you in Cody's and Pajens. Yeah, we had a sexual dance and you nibbled in my ear and saying all the dirty stuff to me, yeah? And he said, give you a ring in the week if you want to have some fun. Give us a call back. Yeah.
See, he is as smooth as the guy on Deirdre's video casebook, isn't he?
Yeah, we had a sexual dance and you nibbled in my ear and saying all the dirty stuff to me, yeah?
Now, if you had a message on your phone saying, hello, I'm Brian, a friend of Mike's, would you ever call them back in a million years?
No.
There we are.
Hi, it's Brian. I'm a friend of Mike Peatman's. Just ringing up to see how you are. If you'd like to get back, my number is 0-9. Bye.
You wouldn't make that call, would you?
No.
Also, someone has blatantly got the right idea here about Flirt Divert. Yeah, if anyone calls for me, just give them this number. Thanks.
Hello, Heather. It's Matthew here. Yeah, your dad gave me your number.
Keep handing out the number. I'm loving it. 0770-774-914. The next minger that approaches you... I'm not being shallow. I'm just saying
you
maybe...
You,
no, I'm not.
You mean if somebody approaches you with a wrinkly forehead, then give them the
number. Don't give them your number. Give them the Flirt Divert number. Flirt Divert.
Radio 1. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.